This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
X is launching a TV app. I'm Imran Sheikh, and well, it looks like we're about to reinvent the boob tube. It's time for your Daily Crunch for Wednesday, starting with three big headlines. Apple just dropped an invite for its next event. Scheduled for May 7th, the Let Loose presentation appears to be happening exclusively online, something that became standard fare for the company during the pandemic. Over the last couple of years, however, Apple has returned to in-person events, including WWDC, which kicks off in Cupertino on June 10th. I'm sure you have it marked in your calendars. If this one is indeed online only, it's likely to be on the smaller side, focusing on one or two select products. The company is no doubt saving some bigger news for its developer conference, happening almost exactly a month later. The artwork features a prominent image of a hand holding an Apple Pencil, accompanied by the apparently handwritten tagline, "Let Loose." I guess Eat, Pray, Love would have been too on the nose. Anyways, we're overdue for a new iPad, or 4, as the company hasn't updated the tablet line since 2022. My goodness, does this qualify as us being in the dark ages? M2 and M3 chips are strong possibilities heading to the iPad Pro and iPad Air models, respectively. The event kicks off May 7th at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Stay tuned to TechCrunch for more info and possibly more sevens. So Amazon said on Tuesday that it's launched a new unlimited grocery delivery subscription for Prime members and customers with an EBT card in the U.S. That is, if you're living in one of the 3,500 eligible cities and towns. The company started testing grocery delivery in 3 locations last year: Denver, Sacramento, California, and Columbus, Ohio. The subscription costs $9.99 per month for Amazon Prime users and $4.99 per month for registered EBT cardholders. Subscribers get free deliveries for grocery orders over $35 across Amazon Fresh, Whole Foods Market, and other local grocery and specialty retailers. Users will get a 30-day free trial before paying up, the company said on its website.
For one low monthly fee, customers can shop national name brands and delicious organic and natural foods as often as they need, when they need it. The subscription includes 1-hour delivery windows at no extra cost where available, unlimited 30-minute pickup on orders of any size.
Amazon's new grocery delivery plan is rivaled by Walmart Plus, which costs $12.95 per month or $98 per year. Target also has a free grocery delivery plan that costs $99 a year. Both of these grocery subscription plans have the same minimum order limit as Amazon's. And X, the company formerly known as Twitter, is launching a dedicated TV app for videos uploaded to the social network soon. X's actual CEO, Linda Yaccarino, announced on Tuesday that the new app will bring real-time, engaging content to your smart TVs. The app's interface looks quite similar to YouTube's, as seen in a teaser video shared by Yaccarino. The app will feature a trending video algorithm that is designed to help users stay updated with tailored popular content, along with AI-powered topics that will organize videos by subject. The app will also support cross-device viewing, which means you can start watching a video on your phone and then continue watching it on your TV. Yaccarino says the app will feature enhanced video search and be available on most smart TVs. Although there isn't an official launch date for the app, the executive, who is not Elon Musk, says it will be available soon. The upcoming app launch is part of Yekorino's efforts to turn the social media site into a free speech video-first platform. The platform will focus on news networks and religious channels, along with content that has been canceled or is being suppressed on other platforms and services, the company had said. And thank goodness, because it's about time OnlyFans content creators trying to market themselves and dog pooper scooper infomercial level of products were also available to us on our TVs. Now let's kick it over to someone who I keep a framed picture of next to my TV, producer Dennis, for today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Thank you, Imran. And we begin with Perplexity, the AI engine startup, because it's a bit of a hot property at the moment. TechCrunch has learned that the company is currently raising at least $250 million more at a valuation of between $2.5 and $3 billion. The core of Perplexity's product is a generative AI-based search engine that provides results using a chatbot-style interface. Next, although many students in the United States enter community colleges intending to transfer to four-year universities, only 16% of those students receive bachelor's degrees within 6 years. But Campus, an online alternative to traditional community colleges, has an approach that aims to change that. The company announced Tuesday that it raised a $23 million Series A extension round. Campus has hired adjunct professors who are also currently teaching at colleges like Vanderbilt, Princeton, and NYU, paying them $8,000 a course, which is much higher than the national average. And finally, Easel is a new startup that sits at the intersection of the generative AI and social trends, founded by two former employees at Snap. The company has been working on an app that lets you create images of yourself and your friends doing cool things directly from your favorite iMessage conversations. And that'll do it for me. Imran, back to you.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Aisha Malik, Brian Heater, Ivan Mehta, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same Crunch channel. And until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.